107.7 Pulse FM, your home of 90s 2K. And today, Tyson LW here. Thanks for joining me this morning. I'm pleased to be joined on the line now with the Executive Director of Plastic Oceans Canada, Adrian Midwood, who is going to be giving a TED Talk at Bear Creek in just 1 month and 22 days. Adrian, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So I just wanted to get a little bit of a background on how you came about this topic that you're going to be giving a presentation on. Why did this become so important to you, and why did you decide to dedicate your time to your topic?
It was really an organic thing that just happened by working out in the field. I became a boat captain and stationed down in the South Pacific. And after working for a lot of extremely wealthy people, enjoying these places, started to notice that our convenience culture was arriving on the shores. So in the beginning, I just wanted to help out where we could. I had a boat at the time and decided to offer it for low-cost research expeditions. And one thing led to another, and I found myself back home and working with a local charity.
Now, we were kind of corresponding over email, and you brought up the point that with the plastic in the oceans, it can seem like something that is too big to tackle for any one individual. Like, when you look at it, you think, I can't make a difference here. So people kind of just give up. Does that seem to be the case? And is that something that you've noticed?
I think that's what drove me home, really, is, I started out working on big solutions with it being big ocean problems. And the more I got involved, the more I realized that a lot of people throw their hands up in the air and say, oh, there's no way we can fix this. The damage is too big. But really, we ended up in this situation from choices we make every single day and our actions. So to reverse the process, we actually do have the power. But it has to start with the individual, and it starts with simple daily choices.
That's fantastic. Now, you are going to be giving a TED Talk. And for those who may not know about TED Talks, how would you try to get people out sitting in those seats and involved? What would you say to them? What would be your pitch?
I would say for anyone that's just curious about what's going on with a lot of different things in the world, come out for a day of learning. You know, we're inundated with a lot of information daily, especially with social media and news. But, you know, on this day, we're going to have 15 different people that really do have an idea worth sharing. So if you want to go deeper on some topics, maybe someone's giving a talk about something you're interested in. You never know what else you're going to learn that day. And, you know, it's fun. It's exciting. There's other entertainment going on, and you get to just meet like-minded people. So I think it's a really good opportunity for people in Surrey to get out in the middle of winter and just learn.
Absolutely it is. I've really been impressed with all the TED Talks that I've watched, and they're pretty easily digestible over the internet as well if people don't get the chance to go out. But tickets are 63% sold. It is 1 month and 22 days away, so be sure to get out and support Adrian Midwood, who is on the line right now. Adrian, if people want more information or kind of want to follow along with you and your kind of engagement, where can they do so?
We're plasticoceans.ca, part of plasticoceans.org, which is our global branch. But yeah, for home, it's plasticoceans.ca and Plastic Oceans Canada on all the social media channels. And get involved and see what we're up to.
Well, thank you once again, Adrian, for joining me. And best of luck next month. It'll be one fantastic event.
Thank you so much for having me. We'll talk to you later, Tyson.
All the best.